Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 405 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help answer your online business questions 5 days a week. But before we get to today's question from Selen, I do want to thank today's sponsors. First of all, we have Lynda.com. Lynda making it super easy for us to learn on the best platform out there that has the most on-demand video courses to help you strengthen your business, your technology, and creative skills. If you want to check it out and get a free 10-day trial, head on over to lynda.com/askpat. That's lynda.com/askpat. I've used it myself to learn a lot of things about DSLR cameras and Photoshop and even Adobe Audition, which is what I'm using right now to record this. So again, check it out. 10-day free trial, lynda.com/askpat. All right, here's today's question from Selen.
Hi, Pat. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is for you. I have some credit card debt that I am paying off currently. However, my dream is to have my own online health food store and to create my own product. And I've been looking at the process for doing that. I'm wondering if you think that that is a smart business decision to do or to go the route, currently at least, of creating a blog with affiliate links of health products that I absolutely love. So, of course, there is quite a difference in the net profit that I would make from each of those, but I was wondering what you thought about that. Thank you so much, and I hope to hear back.
Hey, Selen, thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it. The first thing that I want to mention is I was very curious of the reason why you mentioned that you were in credit card debt up front. I actually think that has a lot to do with where I'm going to go with this answer. And like most things, I think the most important thing is to make sure you do what you can to get rid of that first, before anything. I think it's going to, if you were to start an e-commerce business with credit card debt, it would be a little bit more difficult because you're going to be stressed out and you're going to be potentially borrowing money depending on what you've learned about what it would take to start this e-commerce health food store business, which I think is a great idea. Obviously, it's a trend. It's something that's very hot right now. And if you come in with your own special position in the market that's there right now, great things can happen. But I do want to mention first, work on getting that credit card debt settled. I think that's the most important thing. Now, in terms of your sort of follow-up question, should you start your own e-commerce retail food store or start your own blog and build an audience that way and perhaps do affiliate links? Well, first thing I want to mention is I'm glad you're doing research on what it would take to start that food business. I think there is a lot that goes along with that, a lot more than might be found on the surface or we might think on the surface. For example, you have to think about, okay, where is this food being being created? Where is it being distributed? And all that sort of stuff. If you're creating it in your home, there's going to be a special license, and that's going to depend on the different city or state that you live in. You're going to have to do research on that. That's going to cost a little bit of money. And again, we're getting into a lot of the startup costs here, which is going to affect how, with your credit card debt and all those things are going to be on your mind. But then also, getting that website up and getting the manufacturing and then how to get the word out there with something that is coming up from scratch. I mean, there's a lot of businesses that have succeeded like that, but they definitely need a boost of some kind, whether getting, I know a lot of people who have become very successful in this kind of space through Shark Tank, for example. They get a boost because they've shown up on Shark Tank, or somebody influential who they know who has a large audience kind of goes out there. And it's going to take a lot of work to get into maybe some local stores as well. A lot of Whole Food type markets would be probably happy to talk to you about it. But then, you know, whenever you sell food, there's something very interesting that you have to think about, because you have to think about people's health as well. And, there's a lot of tests that have to go in, and I have never done it before, but I could imagine it could be very strenuous, that process, but obviously very rewarding as well. If you come up with something great that a lot of people will love, a lot of times if that happens, the marketing kind of just happens on its own because people love it, they share it, especially health food people. They always hang out together in the gyms, you know, and they let each other try each other's stuff, and, you know, that kind of thing will work out very well for you. Now, of course, I hope you're at a point or are thinking at how much it would cost to make this happen, or what to create your first run of product, for example, what would it take, and then who out there exists in this market who you could potentially partner with. Those are all important things I want you to think about. But going back to your other thing, well, what if you started a blog? What if you were to make money through affiliate marketing first, talking about the items out there that you love? And when you said that in your question, I could feel like I felt like you really have a list of these things that you could potentially talk about and do reviews about, maybe even get in contact with the owners or people who work there to talk about how these things are made or where the idea came from and all those sorts of things. And the cool thing about that idea, and a lot of you know I resonate with that because that's kind of how I started. I started with building an audience first. And whenever you build the audience first, although you're not going to make money up front, when you build an audience, the limitations are very little in terms of what you could potentially do for that audience. Again, I say that because your goal is to serve that audience. But when you build that audience, they will tell you, and they will give you direct feedback whether or not something is going to be actually useful or beneficial to them or not. And that way, you don't go the other way, which is you build something first that you think people will want, and then all of a sudden you do advertising and start to think about trying to market, and then it doesn't work. When you have an audience and they're very focused and targeted, it's almost, I mean, it's like, yes, it's still a little bit risky to sell stuff and promote things, but it's like putting into a giant hole. You can't miss if you listen to your audience and if you let them speak up and if you build that audience in a very targeted way. I also feel like affiliate marketing would be much easier for you in terms of building relationships with other companies, like I said, and also promoting their links as an affiliate. That could be very good. And then, of course, as you start to promote all these other things, you're going to start to build a following. Now, it's one thing to just say, hey, this is the product I use, right? And so, Celine, I want you to make sure that when you do these reviews and talk about these other products, if indeed you do go down this route, that you give the best reviews out there. You talk about these things in a way that's different than anybody else out there who's doing it. You find that position. You look at and see what other people are doing who are successful doing this stuff, and you try to take it to that next level. What's that one thing? Like, if people were to talk about you and what you're doing on this website, try to imagine in the future, as you are becoming very successful with this, what is that one thing they're going to say? Oh, you got to check out Celine's site because she has a site that does blank. You know, what is that blank that people are going to talk about? And when it's that, what, you know, it's like how with Smart Passive Income in my site, everybody's like, oh, Pat Flynn, he's the one who does the income reports, right? Like, those are the things that people will say because that's that unique selling proposition. That thing, you know, that word gets thrown around a lot, and I know a lot of people kind of, it just goes over their head, but it's very important for you to have a unique position. So when you talk about these things, maybe you do a YouTube review of some kind and you take it to that level, or you do some sort of scientific analysis of these, or I don't know, maybe you have to do something special though, because if you just do what everybody else is doing, you're always going to be, no better than second place, you know? And so you got to go and try to be the best resource out there for this type of thing. And then when you build that audience and that trust through these reviews with these other things, it's going to be much easier for you to then launch your own particular health food item. And then you'd probably have some sort of money. You could even kickstart that as well. So you don't even need money up front at that point. You have an audience already, and you can get on Kickstarter, for example, to help bring your crowd together and crowdsource whatever it is that you're thinking of doing. And crowdsourcing is also another great way to validate the things that you're doing too. So, Celine, I hope this answers your question and gets those gears running as well. I'm actually doing this live on Periscope right now. I've seen a lot of people just kind of validating what I've just said, which is great. So I want to encourage you to keep moving forward, you know, think the first goal is to cut through that credit card debt. I think you're gonna feel really great after that, and that's gonna motivate you to keep moving forward. I advise to start building that audience and coming in, reviewing these other products and talking about the ones that you love, but then talking about them in a way that nobody else is doing it, bringing it to that level where people can say, wow, she's the woman who does it like this, and nobody else is doing it that way. That's how you need to come into it. And then I feel like the next progression from there, after you build that audience and trust, again, make sure you collect their email addresses, you can then start your own product, whether you kickstart it or create it on your own. You'd have some money coming in as well through the affiliate relationships that you have. And the rest is history. So, Celine, thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it. I also would love to just send you a t-shirt, because everybody who gets featured here in the show gets an Ask Pat t-shirt. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page, thanks to the widget from speakpipe.com. Celine, my assistant's going to email you in the next couple of weeks to collect your information so we could send that to you free of charge. I also want to thank another sponsor today, which is Sidekick by HubSpot. Sidekick is awesome. I've been using it every single day. It allows me to do some really cool things with my emails and the people I am emailing to. So with Sidekick, you can get powerful contact insight right in your inbox. It seamlessly integrates with your email, so you can receive live notifications when someone opens and clicks on your emails, and you can schedule emails to be sent off when you're offline. So that's really cool. I send a lot of important emails when I want to know the other person actually opened it, which is really, really important for a lot of the different emails I send. So you can go and get it and check this out. You can get your first month for free by going to getsidekick.com/Pat. Again, that's getsidekick.com/Pat. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you listening in today. And as always, I'd like to end with a quote. And today's quote is from James A. Owen. And he says, "Admitting your faults isn't a weakness. It's a strength. Having your weaknesses pointed out isn't a slur on your character. It's an opportunity to improve your life." Cheers. Thanks so much. And I'll see you in episode 406 of Ask Pat tomorrow. Thanks. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.